I'm lucky if I make $6 in a day.
Mark Marlowe has been panhandling, drinking, and sleeping on the same Waikiki sidewalk at the corner of Kalakaua and Kapahulu Avenues for 5 years. He says the proposed city council ban on lying down on city sidewalks is a violation of his rights.
Everybody deserves a spot. Yeah, he's got his spot right here. I've got my spot here. You know, to be able to take the right away from somebody, kind of goes against the Constitution, I think.
Unsheltered homeless people like Marlowe were the focus of a proposed measure introduced by council member Stanley Chang, who wanted to ban sleeping on Waikiki, Chinatown, and Capital District sidewalks 24/7.
Our sidewalks are used at all hours of the day and the night by people who are patronizing our restaurants, our bars, our businesses, but they're also used by our local residents to jog, to walk their dogs at all hours of the day and night.
But the Occupy Honolulu member, Christopher Nova Smith, asked lawmakers if they sanctioned State Representative Tom Brower's vigilante behavior over the rights of the homeless.
You guys are basically trying to say that it's more important to address people that's sleeping than it is to address a situation where representatives are attacking people with sledgehammers. What is a more violent crime here?
Smith acknowledged that the city council bill was an attempt to help businesses and tourism. Council member Breen Harimoto said he did not support the measure because it criminalizes those in need.
I'm not sure how we can say that this is not targeting the homeless, because who else is lying down on the sidewalk? I fully understand the problem this is causing of blocked sidewalks, people lying down. It's a real problem. But I'm not sure making another law is the right thing to do.
Harimoto and two other Public Safety and Economic Development Committee members opposed the measure, which was deferred indefinitely, killing it for now. Committee Chair Carol Fukunaga said there were concerns about legal challenges if enacted, but a new state law could help ease the situation.
The State Department of Health, Department of Human Services, Honolulu Police Department are going to be implementing this new process where individuals from the community would seek to have someone removed from the sidewalk and relocated either to health care or other kinds of programs.
The state law goes into effect January 1st. Meanwhile, back in Waikiki, Marlowe says it's tough living on the street. 10 of his close friends have already died from illnesses and infections, but Marlowe says the visitors helped to lift his spirits.
Some of the most beautiful people I've ever met in my life are here, you know, but they're only here for about a week, you know.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.